And hello again. This is Dr. Greg Oliver along with
Macy.
It's The Skinny with Fat Doc and Malibu Macy, and we want to welcome you to today's show. So we are today going to be talking about vision. What do you think about that, Macy?
Well, both of us wear glasses, so can't be too good.
No, well, you have sharp vision because of that. No, we're going to talk about 20/20 vision, and we're not just going to talk about it from an ophthalmologic standpoint. That'd be like your eye doctor. We're going to talk about it as far as our vision of our future. So, you know, in order to achieve kind of a great goal, we must have a clear vision of what we want the result to be. Without any clarity like that, it's kind of impossible to know what it is we're even trying to achieve. Losing excess body fat, which obviously we talk about here in The Skinny, it requires a clear vision of some desired result. You know, where are we going? What are we going to do? You know, if we think, I want to lose some weight, our brain and our subconscious really has no idea where it's going. Or we'll lose 2 or 3 pounds and our brain goes, okay, did that. We're done. So we really have to be able to develop this vision of our future. And here as we're in the new year, 2020, and yes, of course, the title is a pun. You know, 2020 in the eye doctor lingo is perfect vision. 2020 in the goal setting is perfect clarity of focus and of
these
the goal.
These are dad jokes, aren't they?
Well, I'm okay with saying dad jokes. I think it's funny, you know, to watch my kids roll their eyes and cringe when I say these, you know, kind of punny things. But, you know, so we're going to talk about 2020 vision, not from that eye vision, but we're going to talk about it as our future here. So, you know, we've got to give our subconscious mind a really crystal clear image of what we're working toward. So Macy, let's tell the audience here, has there been anything in your life you just really, really wanted either to do, to have, to be, something like that?
Yeah, I think all of us have aspects of that.
There you go. We have all done that. Everyone out there listening has had something that they either wanted to accomplish, they wanted to do, they wanted to be. Maybe it was something you wanted to have. I mean, I have a good friend who talks about this when he didn't even realize he was setting a vision. But if you've ever been a child, and this is my friend who did this, he wanted this really fancy Les Paul guitar. So if you're into guitars, you know that's kind of a high-end type guitar. And he wanted this when he was like a 9-year-old or 10-year-old, so he cut it out of a catalog. Back then, you know what catalogs are?
I do.
Okay, well, yeah, you didn't go on like Amazon or you didn't go on the internet. He actually had a catalog.
Did you use a catalog to shop this Christmas season past?
No, I didn't use a catalog. I didn't get any at my house. You know, they do send these little, like, mini magazine-type catalogs. I think they do that.
They do.
Because they realize there are people like me who know what to do with those things. But he had these, like a guitar catalog, and he cut out the picture of exactly what he wanted, and he posted it above his bed in his bedroom. And, you know, he would tell everybody, I'm going to get this Les Paul guitar, I'm going to get this Les Paul guitar, I'm going to get this. And, you know, nobody really knew what he was talking about, except one day, he said one of the kids in class who was kind of, back in my day, we called them long hair guys, you know, they had the long hair in the 60s. And he goes, he was real quiet, he didn't talk much, but he was kind of into music. And he called him on the phone one time on the weekend. He goes, this guy would never have called me. But he said, hey, dude, I know you want that, like, guitar thing. And he goes, you know, the whatever Les Paul. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, well, I think my brother's selling one. And he goes, really? And he goes, yeah, I'm not sure if it's the one you want, but I think it is because you were talking about it all the time. So he goes, well, I'll come over. And he went over there, and his brother had this guitar, and it was exactly the guitar he'd wanted, exactly the picture of the guitar he had up on the wall of his bed. And the guy goes, well, yeah, like $50, man. And, you know, $50 is a lot of money, but it was even a lot more money back in the late 60s, early 70s. And but he shelled together all the money and bought that guitar, which was probably a several $100 guitar at that time. And, you know, he had that guitar. And so I think he had a vision of what he wanted. He spread the word about his vision and he got there. Now, sometimes when you're trying to lose weight, I'm not real big on encouraging people to go out and tell the whole world that, yeah, I'm going to lose weight, you know?
Yeah, because with weight loss, the opposite effect happens. Everyone tries to bring you treats and, like, fatten you up all of a sudden.
Right, exactly. But I think we have to tell ourselves. That's the important thing. So maybe, and here I'm going to give you some ideas on how maybe to do this. So we have to give our subconscious mind a very, very sharp image message of what we're working toward. So here's the simplest of all this is, if you think about shooting a bow and arrow. Have you ever shot a bow and arrow, Macy?
I actually have.
There you go. See, so you know. Anyone out there is listening, if you've ever shot a bow and arrow, I suppose anything, Nerf gun, it doesn't matter. But if you ever shot anything, typically it's always more fun to shoot at a target rather than just off into space. So let's talk about the bow and arrow, you know, even if you've never done it. The target, if you think about the bow and arrow target sitting out on a haystack there, it's a series of rings that end in a small middle circle. You know, it's a lot like that big shopping store that people go to.
My favorite.
And they have that remember all the red rings out there and right in the center? So that's the target we're talking about. So if you've got that target, you have something to shoot at. Of course, the bullseye is that part right in the middle. And, you know, it also is the same thing if you've ever played darts. You know, you got the thing in the middle and then all the rings and stuff to try and hit. But in these particular sports, I guess we can call them sports, which I think they are, because don't they do this in the Olympics? They do like, you know, bow and arrow, and I don't know if they do darts, but I had a girl work for me one time. Her last name was Dart, and she was a dart champion. She actually, I guess she thought, you know, my name's Dart, I need to throw darts. Boy, I'm getting off course here already. So in these particular sports, like bow and arrow, you have to have a clear and defined target that you're going to be aiming for. And, you know, obviously not all the time do we hit that target, but we want to get close to it. So with weight reduction, we still have to have a very clear target that we visualize. Now, I tell people, you know, if you have a picture of yourself when you were at the size or weight that you want to be, then you might want to find that and put it up somewhere. And that gives you a really good target of what you want to do. And
you know,
go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt you, but my favorite is buy a piece of clothing or have a piece of clothing that you used to fit in that you want to fit in. So maybe it's like a dress for some vacation or a swimsuit outfit that no longer fits, and hang it up somewhere where you have to see it every single day. So whether it's in the bathroom or maybe it's right inside your bedroom, by your dresser, wherever it may be, so you see it every single morning, every single day. I think that even works a little bit more than a picture, because you're aiming towards something to fit into rather than just look at something.
Yeah, you know, here's another idea, getting back to a picture. I know you like I like that idea you have there, but I'm not sure guys are too much into hanging up a pair of pants.
Well, I'm kind of the female perspective on this, so...
There's a pair of thin pants. Let me get into those. But it could work for you if you're a guy. But I see that with women a lot more. But here's another idea. You could actually get a photo of a model or an actor or somebody that you really think, I would love to be as close to that person's body and shape and size as possible. And then you could even cut out your little head and put on that body, you know, and kind of create like, is that weird?
A little bit. This is weird. So if you do this, you just do it and don't tell us about it.
No, yeah. Don't tell anybody about that. I'm just trying to... Here's the thing.
Is this what you did to lose your weight?
No.
For some reason, I think you
did. Yeah, that was my wife. We kept talking about Brad Pitt. So, you know, I cut out a picture of Brad Pitt, stuck my head on it, said, that's where I'm going.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't get very close to it, but... But there were a lot of other parameters I think Brad Pitt has that I'll never have. It wasn't just all about the weight. But anyway, moving on with our imagery here, we want to make sure that we get everybody something that they should do. But here's the thing. If you can see a vivid image, now, just like your clothes, if you see yourself in those clothes, in that swimsuit, in that dress, in whatever it is you're striving to hit, you know, we get a lot of women who come in here that are going to get married or they're the mother of a bride and they have a dress already and they see themselves in that and they do really well because they've got an image of what it's going to feel like, what they're going to look like, what their pictures are going to look like that on day. But you can also set other targets. You don't have to do the photos if that gets a little creepy like I was talking about there. You don't have to do that. But you can actually, you know, you can have a target weight number. You can have a percent body fat. You can have a level of fitness that you're trying to achieve. So whatever the target you set, you have to get a precise picture in your mind. So I've got an exercise for everybody. Should we do the exercise here?
Yes, let's do it.
And there'll be no sweating with this exercise. Actually, you should be sitting in a quiet position, maybe even in a little bit of a darkened room. Yeah? And here's what we're going to do. If you can, close your eyes out there. Now, if you're driving, don't do that. Wait till you pull over or get home or something like that. But when you do the exercise, I want you to to sit quietly, close your eyes, and I'm going to have you take a picture, a snapshot of where you're at right now. So in this snapshot, I'm going to kind of lead you through this here. In this picture of yourself, I want you to get an image of what you currently look like to yourself. All right, not what someone else thinks you look like, what you look like to yourself. Maybe before you sit down and do this, stand in front of the mirror and get a picture of yourself. Or actually, if you have a photo on your cell phone or something of yourself, look at it, but then close your eyes, get that image in there. Then I want you to take the image a step further. I want you to see yourself as you are right now, getting in and out of the car. Is that easy for you? Is it difficult for you? Getting up from a chair, is that easy for you or difficult? If you have grandkids, see yourself getting on the floor and playing with the 3-year-old or the 4-year-old. Is that easy for you? Is it difficult? Do you have to moan and groan? Do you have to lean over? Do you have to grab something to pull yourself back up? You know, now I want you to also visualize yourself in other situations. You're sitting there, you see yourself on the beach. Do you even go to the beach? Maybe you don't feel good going to the beach. You're comfortable going to the beach. Do you always wear a cover-up, you know, when you're at the beach because you think, I just don't really want to show my body here, which is okay. I mean, you might be really stealthy and slim and not want to show your body. That's okay. But do you do it for that reason or do you do it because, I just don't like a few extra rolls I have here, this or that, whatever it is. You know, see yourself in that situation. See yourself on an airplane. Does it concern you that the seats on airplanes aren't all that big? Do you feel uncomfortable when you sit in that seat? Or if you go to the movie theater. Now, they are changing movie theaters these days. They're putting some big seats in there. But let's stay with our imagery here. You know, or a stadium, you've gone to a ball game and you're sitting in a seat there. Is it comfortable for you or is it difficult for you? Do you feel uncomfortable? Are you pushing up against the arms of that seat there? Do you find that you feel better getting up and moving around or going somewhere else? I want you to really get a vivid picture of where you're at now. Now, I'm not trying to do this to bring people down here. I just want you to say, this is where I'm at right now. And it may certainly be, I'm not very comfortable. You know, see yourself in your current clothes. Are they too tight? Do they bind you here and there? Do you have trouble? Do you have to suck in your breath to get that belt loop tightened down? I mean, think about all those things we're talking about here. Put yourself in that situation and feel it and see it. Okay? Now, we're going to clear that from our mind. All right? We've taken that snapshot. We know where we're at. Sometimes it helps to even write down that stuff, but it helps to know where we're at right now because we know where we're at. Now we want to know where we're going. So let's clear our mind, shake it off, open your eyes. You might even turn the lights on, get up, walk around, something like that. Now come back and sit down in that same position. Close your eyes. Now we're going to paint a portrait. So here's the thing. When you take a picture, that's what you get. What you see is what you get right there. But when you paint a portrait, you can create what it is you're really trying to design here. So I want you now. You're sitting here or you're in the art studio and you're visualizing that you've got this canvas in front of you. And what you're trying to do is paint a portrait of yourself as you want to be, as you want your body to be, as you want your fitness level to be, as you want your clothes to fit.
Are you drawing Brad Pitt right now or?
You know, with my head on it.
This whole time I've been thinking if I did something like that, I would need some severe Botox, maybe some lip injections.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to take it too far.
Okay, continue.
we're just trying to get the imagery
See,
going.
See, again,
here.
A woman brain.
Well, no, what you really want to do painting this portrait is you want it to be you. You want it to be a portrait of you, how you want to see yourself, how you want to be. Now, it might be just dropping 10 pounds and toning up a little bit. Or it could be, I got to lose 150 pounds and get myself in shape or I'm going to die. I mean, there's a lot of things you want to look at here. And I don't mean to be harsh, but this is, you know, our health begins with what we eat and the fitness level we're at and how much exercise we do. We've talked in lots of podcasts about all this. And so I want people to see themselves in that. So you're painting the portrait. Do you paint medications in the portrait or do you say, no, I'm not on medications anymore. There are no medicines in that portrait. And the clothes I'm wearing, boy, they really fit me super nice. You know, I can wear these and be really comfortable. I even got some extra room in them and I had to go buy new belts. So I'm painting on my portrait some new shiny belts or whatever it is you wear. I don't know if it's shiny belts. Anyway, you're painting that. You've got these clothes on. You know, you're looking at your face and the image of your face. My gosh, it's thinner and your jawline is a little bit sharper there. And you're actually creating this image. Now, paint this image of you playing on the floor with the kids or the grandkids now. And look at you, just popped right up off the floor. You've got all this energy and you didn't have to grab a hold of something. There were no moans and groans when you got up, or you actually got on the floor and rolled around, you know, with the kids or grandkids, having a great time, stuff like that. You got on the airplane and you sat on a seat and it's like, oh my gosh, I've got all this extra room here. You know, you don't have to worry who sits next to you if you fly Southwest Airlines. You know, you don't have to, you're sitting
there. This is not an ad.
This is not an ad. You're sitting there on, I like Southwest Airlines. I fly them all the time. But, you know, you're sitting there and you're on the aisle or you're on the window and you're wondering, I wonder who's going to sit in the middle here next to me today. You ever thought that?
Every time.
And everybody does, because it's kind of like, but you don't have to worry about it now, because in your portrait, you got plenty of room in your seat. It doesn't even matter who comes in there. You've got plenty of room.
Unless that you're smelly or something.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that could happen. There's all kinds of weird stuff goes on airplanes these days, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's whole dedicated social media sites to that kind of stuff. But as you're painting this portrait of yourself, see yourself with your friends, see yourself with your partner, see yourself with your girlfriend or boyfriend or spouse or whoever it is that is significant in your life, and see yourself having fun, and you're at this great physical fit level. Maybe now you've taken up some hobby. You're riding bicycles, or, you know, you're skateboarding. Probably not if you're my age, but you could do that. It could happen. You know, you're maybe going on hikes up high hills, or even doing, you know, you're saying, hey, I'm going to do some small mountains or something like that. I don't know what it is. Paint the portrait of yourself the way you want to be. And this particular way of doing this, this imagery, you want to lock it into your mind. Now, you're not actually physically painting it. Unless you're a painter, go ahead and paint it all up. But most of us aren't painters. So you're going to paint this vivid image of in your mind of what you want to be. And once you have that, this image, that's whether it's imagined in our head or some actual photo we put together, it has to be visited often. You got to visit this thing every single day. You know, maybe first thing in the morning, take 3 minutes and sit down and close your eyes and bring that portrait back to mind. You know, bring it up so you know what's going on there. The greater the clarity of our end goal and what we're trying to achieve, the more likely we are to achieve it. Now, I know this sounds hokey, but it really does work. It really, truly works. Sure, you've got planning and work that's required for this, but the planning and work become evidence once the end vision is established. You know, if we don't have a vision, then we're not going to be able to put together a plan or a strategy to get to that vision. Okay, it's just like the target out there. If you don't have a bow, you don't have an arrow, you're not in the right position, you're never going to hit the target. You don't even see the target. So it's important to do that. Macy, as I talk about this, you know, what goes through your mind on all this? Other than he's really crazy today.
Well, after I got past the you putting your head on Brad Pitt's body.
That was scary, wasn't it?
Yes, I'm scarred for life. But I'm thinking that every single patient I see should do these activities. And it's something that, especially when you're stuck or fresh at the new year, every single one of my patients needs to do. Because if you don't vision yourself doing something, you're just working towards no goal, essentially.
Right. Think about this. Hey, a lot of people here, of course, we're in Indiana, so basketball's big, but basketball's big all over the United States. Think about this. Would you go pay to watch a basketball game where there were no goals at the end of the court? No, what would they do? They would just go up and down and up and down and up and down. Nobody would ever shoot for a goal. So the goal in our life is critically important. Without a goal, we're just running back and forth. We're not really aiming for anything or going for anything. So it's critically important that you do this exercise. You know, take the picture, paint the portrait, decide what it is you want your health, your fitness, your body, your look. You want to paint that portrait of what that's going to be. So as you move into this year, which is 2020, you're going to develop that clear 2020 vision of your end result.
And I think all my patients that I see and have house, they know 100% that's a question I'm going to ask them every visit is, what's your goal for this month? And if they tell me, I don't know, I haven't thought about it, I say, okay, you have a couple minutes, and I sit there and wait, because I don't ever want to leave a room without them having a goal, or at least saying a goal, because it's one step that I can do to make sure they're working towards something.
Now, also, if you have that portrait, you have that end result you're looking at, and you can link that to a strong emotion, what I call our why. You know, why do I want to look like this? Why do I want to feel like this? Why do I want to get rid of my medicines? Why do I want to be healthier? Why do I want to, not just to, well, because I want to be healthier. That's not it. Why do you want to be healthier? Because you may live longer, or you can do more things with the people you care about. You can be around to watch your grandkids go to school and graduate and maybe get married and maybe have a great grandchild. Or you can be around long enough to see your own children achieve and accomplish the things and dreams that you had with them. So you've got to have a strong why that you link to this portrait, this image. And if you have that, it's unlimited what you can accomplish. But I think you're right. We get a lot of people come in and you say, so what is it you want to achieve this month? And it's like, well, I just really kind of want to get back on track. That's not really very motivating. You hear that a lot?
I do.
Yeah. It's not motivating to say, well, I just want to get back on track. We want to emotionalize this. Why do you want to get on track? And what's that going to lead to? Well, I'm going to lose some weight. Okay, fine. Why do you want to lose the weight? Well, I want to be healthier. Why do you want to be healthier? I mean, if you ask yourself these same questions, why did I say that? Why do I want to be healthier? Why do I want to feel better? Why do I want to live longer? Why do I want this? If you can get down to that reason deep inside you that almost chokes you up, you know, and you see patients do that, don't you? When they come in and you ask them, why are you here today? And why really do you want to lose the weight? There's sometimes when, you know, you see them kind of get a little choked up and teary-eyed because they really realize deep inside they have a passion for getting healthier or more fit or look better.
And those patients do the best.
They really do, because they've now emotionalized why they want to do this. I mean, you know, anyone who says, you know, I just need to go on a diet and lose a few pounds, they're probably not going to do it. Or if they do it, they'll gain them right back. So it's critically important to paint that portrait of where you're going, link it to a strong emotional why. Why is it that you want? Because if you have no reason to lose weight, don't worry about it. Just, you know, go live life and do the best you can. And maybe you don't get on the floor with the grandkids, or maybe you don't do this, or maybe you quit flying, or maybe you don't go to the beach. And if that's okay with you, fine. But I don't think it's okay with anybody out there that really wants to live life to the fullest. So this is kind of why we're talking about this today. We want to develop that clear vision, you know, that 2020 vision for 2020, and see if we can make this our absolute best year yet. That's really what we're shooting for. The end result is going to be the reward that you could have only imagined months earlier. You'll be fit, you'll be healthy, you'll be lean, and you're going to be ready to move forward to live that life the fullest. You know, we say here, live lean, live long, live life to the fullest. And that's really what we're talking about when you actually get your body in the shape that it needs to be. You get off some of the medications, you lower your blood pressure, you lower your blood sugars, your arthritis gets better, you're able to walk and move and do the things you want to do. You're able to go traveling. And those are the things that I think most people are really looking to do, you know, to try and live their life to the fullest. So, you know, we want you to have this sharp vision, strong purpose, and a persistence to completing the goal. With that in mind, you're going to have this 2020 is going to be a year with this 2020 vision. You're going to get clear. You're going to get focused. You're going to get lean. And you're going to really live the life you desire to live, the one that you painted in the portrait. So hopefully everyone out there is going to go through that exercise and see how they do and, you know, report back. You can go to our website, can't you, and leave us comments and things like that there. Is that possible?
Yes, they can email us. They can shoot us a message on Facebook. There's plenty of options.
Okay, and our website is fastclinicalweightloss.com.
Yes, and I have a question for the day. So what is the difference between a vision and a mission?
Well, that's a great question, you know, because a lot of times people want to come up, what's my purpose in life, or why was I put here? You know, companies have mission statements and companies have vision statements. So I kind of want to define that. A mission really focuses on the present, what's happening now. So if it's in your company, it's kind of what's the company actually doing now? What's their operation and where are they going and how are they getting there? It kind of defines a desired level of performance or a way of being. So if you bring that into your own life, your mission is, what do I want to be like? You know, what do I want to do to be like that? What am I doing now to get there? And do I have a plan of attack, or what we call our mission, to get there? So you can set up that mission. You know, a lot of people write a mission statement. I encourage you to look it up online, mission statement, see what the parameters are, and make your own mission statement. What is it you're trying to accomplish? You know, how you're living your life, what you're doing. That's a great way to go. Now, vision, which we've talked about a lot today, is really more about the future. So if you have a vision statement, like a lot of companies do, that's kind of where are we going? What's down the road? What are we going to do to get down the road? And what's the end result? Whereas the mission is, what are we doing day to day? Who are we day to day? What are we becoming day to day? So hopefully that kind of explains the difference between mission and vision, because a lot of times I think people get confused on that when people say, do you have a vision statement? Do you have a mission statement? Do you, you know, just personally, what's your mission in life? Or as we talked about today, that portrait, that is your vision, at least from a personal health, fitness, weight, and the way you, the way your body is, that's that vision statement for that. You can have vision statements for your work. You can have vision statements for your family. You can have vision statements for almost anything. So today we were kind of talking about a personal vision statement.
I also have a myth. So others see us just as we see ourselves.
Okay, so you're saying that other people and us see our, see us the same way.
Correct.
Yeah, that is absolutely not true, and I'm going to prove that to you. Do you like it when you look at your own picture?
Depends on the angle.
Depends on the angle. Well, a lot of people, well, let me ask you this. Are you critical of your own pictures?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So here's an interesting thing. If you've ever done this, you've taken a picture of you and your husband, and then you look at the picture and you think, this is an amazing picture of me. I like the angle. I like the way I look. I like my smile. I like that. And you post it out on Facebook or Instagram or something like that. And then he goes, why'd you post that? Look at me. And he's all cockeyed over there with his eyes closed and his tongue hanging out. And you didn't even see him. You didn't even pay attention to him because you were looking at you.
Yes.
Yes. That happens to us all the time. So we are so invested in how we look. Unfortunately, we shouldn't be. Let me tell you this. Other people who care about us, they don't see the lines, the blemishes. They don't see my buck teeth or my crossed eyes or any kind of weird things going on.
I'm still waiting on my Botox.
Your Botox. They see us as a package, and they accept us as that package, and that's who we are. That's why a lot of times people come in and I go, hey, are people around you noticing you lost 25 or 30 pounds? Well, not really. It's because they still see you as who you are, your personality, how you come across to them. Now, they'll eventually notice it, but they just see you as the package, whereas you are looking at every little thing. So, no, other people don't see us. Now, here's the interesting thing. We don't put ourselves out in the world for the people who care about us. We put ourselves out in the world for strangers. We really do. We
Which is kind of creepy, but yeah, I agree.
We want to look our best for people that really don't give a flip about us. You know, and that's the truth. People, they'll see you and they won't even recognize you. They don't care who you are. If they don't know you, they don't care about you. It's kind of like, you know, I love this when people go, did you see, or do you think this dress was okay? Do you think anybody noticed or bothered? No, they didn't care. And I hate to say that to a woman. They didn't care because they didn't even notice it because they didn't see. Now, I notice if you're at a wedding or something, someone's standing up front, people will notice that stuff. But in general, if you go to a big party and everybody's there and everybody's dressed to the nines, you know, they're not really. You know who they're looking at? Themselves. You know, they walk by the mirror and take a look, or the glass window and take a look, because they want to look good to all the strangers. And at the end, the strangers didn't even notice them. So hate to say that, but no, people don't see us the way we see ourselves. They see us for who we are, not what we look like. So I hope that helps people, because, you know, you can get your Botox, you can get the blemishes taken, you can put your makeup on, you can do all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we just love you for who you are. That's it. So hopefully that busts that little myth there. Hey, anything else you want to talk to the audience about today, Macy?
Nope, just get your picture painted.
Get that portrait done. Hey, this is a great year. This is going to be the absolute best year of your life. You know, people ask me, what was the best year of your life? And I say, this year. Why? I mean, if I said, well, when I was 19, that'd be pretty sad. The rest of it was no good. So make this year your absolute best year. And when we get together on our next show, we're going to see less of you. Say goodbye, Macy.
Goodbye.
All right, this is Dr. Greg Oliver along with Macy saying so long for now from the Skinny. We'll see you next time.